Cling, 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 cling.
He's been doing that.
Cling, 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 cling.
This morning.
Cling, 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 cling. Oh, yeah. Ah, voilà, OK, c'est ça. Roger Axon, bon matin. Merci d'être avec nous.
Bonjour.
It was good, no?
Cling, 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 cling.
Yes. Thank you very much. Oh, mais merci. J'apprécie beaucoup votre visite. Déjà, un courriel qui est rentré ce matin qu'on pourra vous traduire, mais brièvement, je vous prends une petite phrase au passage dans ce courriel signé Maryse Roy. Je suis heureuse d'avoir constaté que même avec tous les méga succès que vous nous avez fait connaître, vous êtes resté un homme généreux, souriant et surtout aussi passionné que la première fois. Alors, je ne sais pas si on peut y traduire très rapidement.
Oui, my English is not that good, but Isabelle is good, so we'll try to translate. But it's amazing to see, and everybody at the Star Academy said the same thing about you. You are very popular, and it's amazing, and you are so nice to everybody. You are simple. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get in touch with you, and it's something amazing. I mean, it's very impressive for everybody there at the academy that got the opportunity to meet you. And it's the same this morning. How do you keep your feet like that on the ground? People around you? Or that's the way you are?
I think it's just the way I am. Yeah. I mean, I cannot see, you know, I'm not very good at seeing myself, but I mean, I'm very normal.
Alors c'est difficile de se décrire soi-même, mais il est juste normal, comme il dit, oui.
I mean, I have a very special life, and I'm very grateful for it.
Est-ce que vous avez déjà pris la tête? Est-ce que vous avez déjà eu une grande prétention avec le succès de Supertramp, par exemple? Est-ce que vous êtes déjà devenu très prétentieux? Est-ce que vous avez compris ma question?
Did you ever have like a big head? You know, was there a time in your life where you know you knew you were popular and?
Not a big head. But there are many holes you can fall in into in this business.
Okay, which one?
More subtle.
Which one?
Well, maybe thinking your music is a little too important or something. You know, I think it's very important to stay humble and grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, if life gives you a lot like I have received, then.
Alors, il y a quelques pièges dans lesquels on peut tomber quand on a un succès comme celui-là et de penser que notre musique est trop importante et plus importante. Il faut rester humble. Alors, effectivement, Roger Axon qui est avec nous ce matin, qui répond aux questions. Isabelle, tu as une question?
Sunday night at Star Academy, you said that a lot of the songs you've written when you were like 18 or 20 years old, but we've been watching your video also that you did here in Montreal, and you still have joy singing these songs. You've been singing them for so long right now.
You're not tired of to sing
no,
them?
No, more than ever.
Oh, yes.
More than ever.
Cling, 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 cling.
What a great song.
Oh, yes.
I mean, give a little bit. It's not an old song. It feels very new, and the message of it is more necessary today than when I wrote it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. When I sing that song, I see people's faces light up, and they sing with me, and it's a great song for bringing people together.
Alors, pas de fatigue de reprendre ces chansons-là depuis tant d'années. Star Academy nous disait même qu'à 18 ans, il avait écrit ces chansons-là, et Give a Little Bit particulièrement, il voit encore les visages s'allumer quand il la joue.
How could you write those songs at 18 years old? Those texts are great!
I
even
know,
when
I
you're
know.
40.
So mature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. You know, there must have been some wisdom happening back then. But now I think, you know, when I was between 18 and 22, that period was very fertile. I wrote a lot of songs in my mother's house, and that was where I put my dreams, my hopes, my joy, my questions. Everything just went into my songs. So there was Give a Little Bit, Dreamer, Breakfast in America, Soapbox Opera, even a little bit of Fool's Overture started.
Okay.
Is it still very fertile right now? Like, do you write as much as when you were 20-year-old?
Maybe not as much, but it would be. It's still easy.
Okay.
But there's not as much time now.
Yeah.
Do you still love touring like what you're doing right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would not do this if I didn't.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we wanted to do something this morning, play like some songs, and see if there are things that you can say to us about those songs that you haven't mentioned anywhere so far?
Okay.
If you can find
something
possible. If you can find something new to say about those songs.
Et ça pourrait se faire après la pause. Donc, ce qu'on vient de suggérer à Roger Jackson, donc, ce serait peut-être de commenter les chansons qu'on va entendre, des petits extraits. Et ainsi, on pourrait peut-être entendre un commentaire qu'il n'aurait pas dit souvent ou jamais. Alors, il est avec nous ce matin, la seule radio qu'il fait alors qu'il est de passage à Montréal, pour parler évidemment de ses spectacles du mois de mai 5, 8, 9. 9 mai, c'est déjà complet. On ajoute le 10 mai. On aura des copies du DVD à vous offrir et on continue notre conversation avec Roger Jackson à Tout le monde debout au 107.3 Rock Détente.